Michael Savage, Antifa Occupy are the brown shirts of the Democrat Party. By Robert Krajicek on October 16, 2018. Talk radio icon Michael Savage described Antifa and Occupy groups as the Democrat Party's brown shirts, offering his remarks in a Tuesday interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily. Savage reflected on recent violent events committed by left-wing activists in Portland, Oregon. What happened over the weekend in Portland with the Antifa violence, a domestic terrorist organization, so exemplifies the mass hysteria of our times, where people think they're justified in taking over streets and beating people up. But where is it coming from, this hysteria to think that it's okay to beat up the opposition? You don't have to look any further than Hillary Clinton, who says we don't need a civil society until we have power again, or the deranged Maxine Waters, who should be impeached for what she's doing. Listen. The solution to leftist-driven criminal violence is law and order, said Savage. The other side has made up their mind that anyone who opposes the revolution is a fascist, stated Savage. This is how it works in dictatorships, and the only answer to this is law and order. Unless this government comes to understand what a threat this group, and the others, occupy groups, this is not First Amendment, that's crap. The First Amendment doesn't give you the right to beat people up or chase them out of restaurants. That's not First Amendment. That's thuggery. It's called battery. Savage added, we're living in very dangerous times. It's beyond mass hysteria. It's mass hypnosis into thinking that you can just beat people up with impunity and nothing's going to happen to you. Savage was physically attacked by a leftist in March of 2017 while dining at a restaurant in San Francisco, California. Savage warned of possible reciprocation of violence against leftists. It's a warning for liberals, as well, because as the 70s used to teach us, what goes around comes around, remarked Savage. They don't want to ignite the right to do to them what they're doing to others. They do not want to be chased out of their little coffee shops by gangs of right-wingers. Do they want the hooligans to come after them? Do they want to be confronted in a gas station if they have a bumper sticker that says, resist, and someone comes up to them and says, who are you resisting? And they get into a fight? I don't think they want that. In order for us to live in a civil society, the left better stop their insanity before it turns on them. Savage described Senator Bernie Sanders, IDT, as a Marxist who deliberately incites his base to use violence and intimidation in pursuit of political ends. Sanders refused to condemn violent and harassing behavior from Antifa and other left-wing groups during a Sunday interview with CNN's Jake Tapper. Savage called for the arrest of Antifa's leadership, noting George Soros's funding of left-wing activist groups engaged in street campaigns. Where are they getting their money from? Asked Savage. Who's funding them? The answer, of course, is to defund the organizations that are putting them in the streets, and to arrest the leadership as domestic terrorists because they are clearly so. They're paid, by George Soros's organization, to ride in the streets and attack people. If that's not sedition, I'd like to know what is. Savage described left-wing antipathy to whites, men, heterosexuals, and Christians as a contemporary refacing of Soviet hostility to kulaks and those deemed class enemies. Right now the scare that's being whipped up is that somehow anyone who is white or middle class is the enemy of the people, said Savage. This is, right out of the communist revolutionary playbook. Who are they trying to unite? Look at all the rallies. Look what they did to Kavanaugh. What was Kavanaugh's crime? Let's see. He was white. Check that. He was male. Check that. He was heterosexual. Check that. He was Christian. Check that. So you've got four counts against him. Why? Because to the left, anyone who is white, male, heterosexual, and Christian is the enemy. Communist mayors of demented cities are enabling Antifa's violent street campaigns, concluded Savage. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.